Covenant Health System opened a new drive-through clinic this week at the People's Bank Stadium outside of Friendship High School. Three checkpoints dot the converted parking lot. One reads registration, the other triage, and the final one, discharge. A group of nurses gather in the triage tent. One is getting her assignment for her shift while the other is signing out.
Basically, the theory behind these drive-through clinics is it allows us to test and care for the patients, but it allows them to stay in their car so that they're not being exposed to other patients and what they may have.
That's Covenant Health System physician Dr. Beth Cochran. This is her first week administering COVID tests to patients. So far, she hasn't seen any results come back positive, but several of her colleagues have. She explains the process of the drive-through clinic as a silver van containing a potential COVID patient pulls up to the registration checkpoint.
Ideally, they'll call their primary care physician, find out whether or not they meet criteria, or we have a hotline that they can call to see if they meet criteria for testing. We'll get them checked in. We do everything kind of as touch-free as possible. Then they'll be triaged in by some of our medical team, getting vital signs, doing the testing that's necessary just to see kind of what's going on and whether or not we need to do the COVID testing.
From there, Dr. Cochran explains the test is sent out to labs for results. And from what she's seen, results have started coming back faster, sometimes taking between 24 to 72 hours, depending on the lab.
Ideally, we would be able to test everyone that wants testing. And as more tests come online, that may be an option. But right now, we're still needing to prioritize testing for those that are higher risk.
Cochran warns that even if the COVID cases appear to dip day to day in Lubbock, we're not out of the woods just yet. We're still in the beginning of phases of this event. As we finish our conversation, the silver van moves from registration to triage, where they'll find out if they meet the criteria for COVID testing.
Really, everybody that can stay home and stay out of this helps slow it down, flatten the curve, and keep our hospitals from getting overwhelmed.
Follow our COVID coverage at kttz.org. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. COVID-19 coverage is brought to you in part by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a health and safety-focused workers' compensation provider.